Myself, huh? Because I speak too loud. Praise God. Now, I want to look at briefly with the Hebrew concept of prayer. When the Jew is praying, what is it that he has in mind? In the English language, prayer is largely defined by the idea of asking. That when you are praying, you are asking. But in earlier English, one could say either to God or to someone else, I pray thee to do such and such. Maybe you have heard such statements before. Now, the best concept here expresses a heartfelt request that you are making. That's the general understanding of prayer in the English language. However, the Jewish concept of prayer, which comes from the Hebrew word tefillah, reflects a different type of interaction. Okay? It's good that when we are praying, we are asking, and we are earnestly asking from the heart. We should do that. Otherwise, it just ends up as noise. When you pray, you believe. When you pray, it's because you understand God hears you when you pray. 1 John chapter 5 tells us so, 5:14, that this is the confidence that we have, that if we pray according to his will, God hears us. That must be at the back of our mind. But I just want to make that difference between the English language prayer, how we understand. But the idea is the same. You are asking. But prayer is not only about asking. Prayer goes beyond that. Sometimes we have this idea that when you are praying to God, you have a long list, a shopping list. Okay? And you tell God, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. And we check our basket if it is full with those requests that we have made. Prayer is more than that. Now, I said the primary meaning of the verb lehitapel. I'm not Hebrew, so I'm just reading it the way I can possibly do it. From which we derive the noun is a sense, this is a Hebrew way of thinking, is a sense of self-judgment or introspection. Particularly in later Jewish traditions, tefillah embodies an introspection that results in a bonding between the creator and the created. What it means is that you have, when you enter into that space of prayer, you are bonding with God. Isn't that marvelous? We are bonding with God as a child does with his or her father. I can see some bonding somewhere. But that's true. When we think of praying, we are coming in the presence of God. We are bonding with our Father. This remains true even when requests are involved. It's because of that bondage, that understanding that my Father and I, we are so close, and I'm here because of my Father. Remember when the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. What did he say? When you pray, pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven. Jesus understood the Hebrew way of thinking. Now he takes the King of all things and tells them that when you pray, you address God as your Father. Why? It's because he wants us to realize that when we come to prayer, we are bonding with God. And because of that, we have every right to tell our Father what's on our heart. We pour out our heart unto him. Why? Because we know our Father has the time to hear us, and that our Father will give us the answer. It could be no, it could be yes. Now, here's a problem for you and me. When God says no, what is our reaction? He hasn't answered my prayer. But God just told you no. He answered your prayer. Always we want God to say yes to our demands, but prayer is not like that. We must realize that when we go to our Father, before our Father and ask anything, our Father will choose what to give us, what is within our best interest. That's what He gives us, not things that will destroy us. So what is it that I want you to get out of this? I want you to realize that when you come to prayer, whether you are alone in your closet or in a corporate prayer as a church meeting all together, God is our Father. I wish you could say a big amen to that. God is our Father. So when I go into His presence, I'm not going to my uncle or my cousin or this and that. I am going in the presence of my Father, and I know my Father will have time for me. I remember when my children were growing, and if ever they wanted something, they would not beat about the bush. If you wanted a fiver, you would just say, "I want a fiver." You see, but some of us make long prayers. What did Jesus say? Do not be like the hypocrites, the Pharisees and the scribes, who pray long prayers, thinking that by their long prayers, God will hear them. There are times when you can pray a long prayer, but you see, it doesn't change nothing where God is concerned. Whether you say a long prayer or a short prayer, your Father has time for you, because He has allowed you that opportunity to come into His presence and bond with Him. So when you pray, remember to pray like this: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. You are addressing your Father. You're sitting there. Don't you think when you are like that, God will have all the time to listen to what you're saying, than when you are mumbling with words or beating about the bush? We need to understand that we find these examples in Isaiah 56 and verse 7 and all those things when you go into the house of prayer. What does the house of prayer mean? You see, it's the house of the Father. That's what we understand. So when we come, we are praying to our Father. My 5 minutes is gone, and I'm sure I think I've gone.